This is WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. Montgomery County, Ohio officials say the majority of people addicted to heroin have first used prescription opiates in an effort to keep dangerous opioids from being stolen or ingested by other people. The county has launched a new program to dispose of unused pills. According to Montgomery County Alcohol, Drug, and Addiction and Mental Health Services, around 75% of people become addicted to opioids through a doctor's prescription. That high number prompted the collaboration between Adamus, Kroger Pharmacies, and Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley to distribute free drug disposal bags. Officials say the bags offer a safe, cost-effective, and environmentally responsible solution to eliminate unwanted opioid prescription drugs. Ann Stevens with Adamus says the bags contain a special charcoal filtration system that renders the drugs useless.
We want people to get them out of their medicine cabinets because they can be easily stolen by your friends, your neighbors, whoever uses your restroom. People at open houses seek medications when they're going through a house. So we don't want these drugs to get in the hands of people who weren't prescribed them.
Adamus is using about a third of their annual budget right now on opioid-related programs and services. And Stevens says they received a $50,000 state grant for the new bag program. The bags will be available at 13 Kroger pharmacies and 12 Goodwill locations in Montgomery County. Kroger pharmacies will provide the bags whenever opiate prescriptions are filled, and Goodwill Easter Seals will also distribute around 5,000 bags. Officials say disposing of opioids using the charcoal bags will also help keep drugs out of the water supply. Jerry Kenny, WYSO News on NPR One.